yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, the show must go on, and we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that's making us laugh at the moment. There is a celebrity edition of Apocalypse Watch coming up.
That's
I should
true.
Point that out. And you've What's got a special. You found some celebrities singing, Jane?
Well, singing is sort of, you know, not to be bandied around loosely as a term, but there have been some celebrities singing. It involves Liam Gallagher, the great Neil Diamond, and let's just say Madonna, pretty much off her chops. Well, that's how she sounds, in my humble opinion.
We cannot wait. Also, the song whisperer's up and about. Mm. He's thrown a cat amongst the pigeons, a hand grenade
sure
into the room. People are all over the shop. We'll see if they can get to this. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach was in, we were considering lockdown supply options.
I prefer Costco. I'd like a 200-litre drum of mayonnaise. Even Aldi are restricting the amount of speedboats you can buy.
Is that a good Aldi joke? I don't know.
Because they sell stuff that you can't buy anywhere
I told
else.
You.
Oh, thanks for filling
You're
me
welcome.
In.
We welcome back to the show, Adam Rosenbach.
Hey, I was at Aldi on the weekend, Adam. How about you?
I'm not an Aldi person, Jane, but I've been heading into the supermarket. Still no toilet paper.
Really?
You know what? I went to three supermarkets last week, and the third one I went to, there was no toilet paper on the rack, and I was just about to walk up, and this bloke came up like really quietly and just goes, "Mate, there's a truck out the back. I reckon they're going to bring some out in a minute." We stood there like a pack of hobos for about 10 minutes before they brought the toilet paper out.
Oh, so you got it fresh off the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Prohibition. People are about to knock over the trucks as they come into town and steal the toilet paper.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yes,
indeed. How are you coping in isolation?
I'm not too bad. I spent the day at Bondi Beach, so that was fun. Feeling pretty relaxed, so going all right at the moment.
Yeah, why not? That sounds like you. Exactly. And as a current supporter, you'll need a fair bit of toilet paper. Well, you would have if the season had have continued. What's your plans? What are you doing? How are you dealing with all this?
Well, you know, Carlton are going to be winless till June for the moment, so it's business as usual for us. Things are okay. But you know what? I'm going to start living my life like Ozzy Osbourne did right now. You might think that's a bit of a weird thing to do, but this is a man who bit the head off a bat and he was totally fine.
Yes.
And so some people have bat soup and all of a sudden it's going around the world. Ozzy can do it. I just think, you know, if I have the same amount of cocaine and sniff up a line of ants like he did, I'll be fine.
All right, don't do that if you're self-isolating, by the way.
No, careful.
It's not an instructional guide. It was good for Ozzy, but look at him now. He's a bit shaky, isn't he?
He's a little bit shaky. I will give you that. Now, I heard you guys saying before that gyms are shut, and I know, Mick, you're amused by that, but I just saw before on Twitter that someone said that people are actually out panic buying gym equipment.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's going to stay under the bed like all my gym equipment
that's
did.
That's a sign of the apocalypse. In fact, for most people who are members of a gym, hearing that your gym was closed down would be news to them because I can't think of a bigger waste of money in modern history than a gym membership. They must laugh when you come in and you do a lap around. You say, "Oh, this looks good. Yes, I'd like a 6 months membership." They must be going,
"Here he comes. We'll
see him twice."
People like you.
What's that?
That's where they make all their money, is people like you who just sign up and never go. Yeah, exactly. That's where all the cash is.
But
I get concerned, like with the coronavirus, of all the symptoms that you kind of, you know, everything that you read, every scratch in my throat, I think, have I got it? You know, my eyeballs were bleeding before, and I'm thinking, is this part of it? You just never know.
Right. They are very specific, like Ebola. You know when you start bleeding through your skin.
Pretty sure
that's Ebola. Yeah. Hey, have you been following the NRL? Have they closed down yet or not?
Look, they're still going ahead. My favourite story over the last 24 hours was the fact that they wanted to move all the teams to a city just outside of Gladstone in Queensland, which was just going to be the best, so they'd all be locked down in this one town, and that way, you know, the coronavirus wouldn't get in. And I'm just sort of, I'm very glad that they've you closed high schools for the moment, because
oh, <geez. laughs> Rosie, have you got the bow?
You think I'm going to be crazy?
Rosie, I was going to ask you, what do you do in the world of dating? Because I've read conflicting reports.
Don't answer
reports.
That. I know his answer, and you're not going to
really?
Like it.
Hand
sanitizer, please.
I'm not saying that you go to a brothel, but I'm saying not you. I'm saying what happens when you want to get close and personal with someone? Well, you just can't. Twitter's, you know.
Yeah, I saw that someone had a FaceTime first date. Like, they'd been chatting on one of the apps and they just had their first date over FaceTime. And I just, that's too risky. You got to put pants on for that. I haven't got time for that kind of stuff.
Hang on.
All right. Hey, mate, thanks for checking in. So you're self-isolated at home. Are you happy? You got everything you need?
I've worked from home today and HR, I've already got in trouble with HR for participating in the workplace, so that hasn't been great. But can you put Pornhub into your stimulus package, please?
Well, we better ask the minister when we get back to him, when he gets out of the house.
And I say, what a world we live in. Adam Rosenbach's today, and we had our first ever computer meeting link up for Front Bar.
Yeah.
And of course, Adam's one of our two great writers on that program. And we had to do it all sitting at home with the Brady Bunch style squares up on the boroughs. And I have to say, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
There's nothing like sitting
around a table and banging on and watching videos and all that. So, but anyway, the show must go on, as will the Front Bar this week, we've been told. Apparently it's an essential service.
Good news. Right,
you are an essential service, that's for sure.
Can't wait. Good on you, mate.
Good luck,
thanks,
Rosie.
For your
Do you
call.
Need any chicken soup or anything?
No, I've got my soup here. I'm fine.
Are you good? Yeah. All right.
We'll leave it at the front door. Coming up, Apocalypse Watch Celebrity Edition.
Kennedy Malloy.